This is Coffee at KYUK, conversation between friends and neighbors. Come in and have a cup.
Joining us for coffee this morning is Nikolai Joke. He's here to talk about the upcoming Chimay Dance Festival that will take place March 27th through 29th. Good morning, Nikolai.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Yeah, thanks for joining us for coffee. You're here to talk about the upcoming Chimay Dance Festival.
Yes.
And every year, Chimay honors and is dedicated to people around the Delta. Can you tell us a bit about, let's start with the dedication this year. Can you tell us a bit about the dedication?
Yeah, of course. So the dedication this year is to Banilach Teresa Abraham from Chifornac. We had Chifornac here at the Chimay festival back right after COVID. So after everything shut down, you know, we canceled 2020, I believe. And then the next year we had a smaller event at the cultural center, and Chifornac was one of the groups that came at that time. Teresa Abraham, I had a conversation with her family, two of her daughters, and I just invited them to share about what the things that they remember about their mother. She was born and raised in the village of Chaputmok, which is no longer a community. They were, you know, near where Chifornac is now. Mm-hmm. They all migrated to Chifornac, you know, once we became an American territory and people were told you have to pick one location. That's where your school is going to be. That's where everything's going to be, you know, that because our people were not, we were, we traveled with the seasons and we had smaller communities scattered throughout the whole region. So, this is where they relocated to, is Chifornac. That's where she met and, you know, married her husband, who's still alive today. And so she raised nine children. Her and wow. her husband raised nine children. So big family.
Yeah.
And the things that were described by people, including her daughters, were that she always made herself available to people in the community to pass down the traditions. And a lot of our culture is oral. It's you talk about it over and over and over again. I can remember as a kid growing up and I'm like, oh, not this again, you know, mm-hmm. but that's how you kept things alive. You just talked about them continually. And so she never turned down an opportunity to, you know, get up to the microphone or during an event or, a classroom, just a gathering, where she was invited to share about our culture and our traditions. She never passed that up. And so much so that the Chalista, the regional corporation, has a nonprofit education wing, so Chalista Education and Culture Foundation. And that group, you know, tapped into her knowledge. And so she contributed a lot of her knowledge to different books. And those are listed on the SWAGRA website. Chalista Education and Culture, they have these cultural camps on Nelson Island at Umkomute, which suffered some devastation
yeah.
from former Typhoon Halong. But at this camp and another camp around the Eek area, she always did things hands-on with the youth that were, and it was all age groups. So there's kids there, there's teenagers, there's adults there, and then there's elders. And so they do a lot of hands-on activities with, you know, depending on the season, they teach about how to process fish, different kinds of fish. And so she never shied away from that. And she also was super talented with her hands. So she did a lot of skin sewing. So in the publication online, you could read about all of the things that she made for her family. Making sure that her husband and sons were well equipped to go out into the elements and do the things that you're supposed to do, that, you know, you go and get some wood, you go and do hunting. So you need very good equipment, very good clothing to be able to withstand the elements. So she also used this talent to get income for her family, so that you're able to, you know, buy heating fuel and all of those things. So she's a very talented woman. most of the people that knew her, they described her as warm and attentive and resourceful and hospitable. When they went into her house, I just felt like home. She had a warm energy about her.
That's amazing. She sounds like she was wonderful, and it seems like what a great way to honor her by dedicating this year's Chimay to her. And then outside the dedication, Chimay also honors a living treasure, someone who is still alive but has done great work. And I hear this year it's Teresa John.
Teresa John, yeah. I'm so excited for this because, in a lot of ways, the theme that happened to occur just coincidentally, seemingly out of nowhere, it's a revitalization. Teresa John, growing up in Tuxuk Bay on Nelson Island, her dad happens to be the late Dr. Chief Paul John, and so comes from that type of leader, mm-hmm. that dynamic, yeah. amazing leader, and everyone in this region knows who Paul John is, and to come from that family, and she grew up in the traditional Yupik way. So her predecessors, the people, her elders, were the ones that were here pre-contact. So their experience of growing up in the Qazigiq and practicing all of these things, I so envy that, coming from Napaskiak, where we didn't have dance until I was in probably junior high school. When we brought it back in our community, and so we lost a lot of the traditions that Teresa John teaches about. And she's had a very long career in education, teaching for the University of Alaska Fairbanks. She taught for some time here in Bethel at the Kuskokwim campus. And another cool thing about her was that during President Barack Obama's presidency, he tapped her for serving on the National Advisory Council on Indian Education.
Wow.
So she's had these, her work spans a lot of space, whether it's local, national, and international.
Yeah.
She's gone to different conferences throughout the world, sharing her knowledge and the things that she learned from the people that she grew up with on Nelson Island.
That's amazing. I've heard a lot about her,
yeah.
and I'm excited to see her on stage and hear all the praise that she gets and hear what she has to say. I feel like there's so much to learn from
one of the
John.
One of the coolest contributions that I will always be grateful for is the presentation that is available on YouTube, and it's also published on the Chimay page, on the SWAG webpage. It's a YouTube video of her presenting her doctorate dissertation. So she talks about Yugaq, the foundation of Yugaq. And so that, having that resource to our people, that is never going to go away. It's not like something that dies with language, or you quit talking about it and it goes away. The nice thing about the thing that I really appreciate about technology today is that video will always be
yeah.
out there, and that's something that when a community loses that, they could tap into that and watch that, and they could be confident in the knowledge that they gain from watching that video, because I could watch that over and over again. That she does such an amazing job with that.
That's amazing, and I see how that lines up with this year's theme of revitalization.
Yeah, for sure.
Creating this space to bring stuff back or to help it grow, and having that available for everyone is so important. And I'm gonna go watch that video now.
Yeah, you should. Everyone should.
Can you talk a little bit more about the theme? You've mentioned the dance groups that are coming and how they are working to bring back dance in their communities. Will you touch on a little bit more and kind of what that theme means to you?
Yeah, so singing our traditions, Atoluki Pichereerap, that's the theme that the planning committee came up with this year. And we try to weave that in with the publications for the event this year. And so you'll hear that a lot on stage when we're presenting these awards and recognizing people up on stage on Friday night. What that means is, you know, I mentioned that our Yupik culture is an oral tradition. So the songs that we sing when we dance tell a lot of stories, and they tell stories of different events from throughout, you know, from a family that created the song, a community that created a song and maintained that song, because these songs have ownership to different communities, to different people, to different groups. So we try to recognize and honor that when we're performing them, and they tell different stories from different eras in our history. So back, you know, there's Teresa John talks about some very, very old songs which have gone away, and then the kind of dance that you see now from Yupik people mainly is one type of dance, and so there's out of many. Another, speaking of which, her Teresa John's family and her dance group, you know, they brought back the stick dancing, the traditional stick dancing, and the type of that type of song and dance. There's usually three people that are dancing with a stick, and then during the singing of the song, there's these dances that go down matrilineally. Mm-hmm. I have trouble saying that word, but they're passed down through the mothers. And there's four different kinds of actions that they're telling stories about. One of them is processing seal guts. The other one is gathering mouse food. And so these are passed down from mothers to their daughters. And so when these songs are being sung, those women that know their family's dance group, their family's dance, come down and they tell those stories as the people with the sticks are dancing with their sticks. So you have, you know, women that are dancing their family songs. So
that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really cool.
You know, every time I sit down to do a chamay coffee, it's always like, you know, a month out. But it gets me so excited.
Yeah.
I love chamay. I think it is just one of the most beautiful events that Bethel does every year. Mm-hmm. And thank you to SWAG, and thank you to the Chamay Committee. But just to bring all these dance groups together, to bring the entire YK Delta together, honestly, I think through music and through dance, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. And I can't stress enough, like, this event has broadened my horizons. Like, growing up in Neposkiak, you know, you think that that's the whole world, you know, that, and then you get an opportunity to see different kinds of dance, cultural expression from indigenous people from throughout the entire world, not just, you know, the state, not just the United States, but the whole world. So, one of the groups that's coming back is the Filipino community dancers are going to perform this year again.
They were so good.
They are really good, and it you know, these are teachers that have come in, and they're teaching our kids here in the region, throughout the region, and so seeing them express their culture and just that pride, that sense that you could see that, you know, and then their opportunity to share their culture. They take so much joy in that. So, yeah,
and they
it's
are
cool
like
to see that.
In Bethel, they are part of the Bethel community.
Mm-hmm.
And then to see this other side, this beautiful, like you were saying, expression of culture.
Yeah.
They were here 2 years ago, mm-hmm. and I remember everyone loves them. I feel like I just remember looking up at the stage and being like, this is amazing. This is not something I've experienced before, and I want to experience it again.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's such a educational experience. You know, as a kid, I can remember seeing and wondering, why do they do that? Why do they dress like that? Why do they, you know, why is it that they have that kind of particular dance? And so once that spark comes up and you chase it, and you learn about, you take that opportunity. And the nice thing about now is you have the internet, right? And so, you know, you have all that information at your fingertips. So you're able to take that opportunity to learn about different cultures throughout the whole world.
Before we wrap up today, is there anything else that you'd like to add about Chimay or, you know, what's going to happen
in
a month?
Yeah, so one of the things that I want to stress is that this is an event that is fueled by volunteers. You know, these are people that stepping up and they're taking the time and using their talents and their energy to help out. So I do want to ask people that are listening to this to step up and take this opportunity to take part in the event and see what happens behind the stage, see what happens, you know, in the room where all of the dance groups gather up and we try to figure out, you know, what's going on. It looks chaotic back there, but take a look at what drives Chimay. You know, it's the heart that that people have that step up to help out. So if you look at the Chimay page on Swag, you know, you could see the different kinds of volunteer opportunities that this event offers. So please, if you have any native food that you'd like to donate to the native food event, that's another big event on Saturday that the elders really enjoy and the dancers from throughout the whole state enjoy. They get to share in the food that we have in this region. So that's our time to be the host community for all of this amazing joy that's going to happen for 3 days.
Definitely. The native foods dinner, the Miss Chimay,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
The classes, you know, obviously the performances, but then like the behind the scenes performances, the smaller ones that take place in the classroom.
Up close and personal. Those are awesome. I want to make it to one of these, to those one of these days. I'm usually up on the stage, you know, helping out. But I do want to make the time to go into these classrooms and to take a deeper dive.
Yeah, to learn more. You can watch it, but then you can also learn about it, which I think is just an amazing opportunity.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. I'm so excited for Chimay. I think it's going to be great. I mean, it's great every year. I have no doubt that it's going to be great.
Yeah.
If you're interested in volunteering, you can visit the Swag website.
Mm-hmm. And if you're interested in selling your arts and crafts as well, renting a vendor table, all of that information is available on the website as well.
Oh, perfect.
And there's also an Alaska Airlines travel discount. So for those of you who are listening and you're not in the Bethel region, you have to fly in on the one airline, Alaska Airlines, they offer their... They're very generous in offering a discount code that you could use to save some money and get to the event so you have more money to spend on crafts.
And then I'm thinking of one more thing that always gets last-minute calls, the In Memoriam.
Oh, yeah.
Is that information also available on
it
the
is.
Website?
Yeah.
Perfect.
So Lottie Jones has taken up that project every year for a while now, and it's always such a good pause that, and you could just hear a pin drop in the room, and we just look at, you know, the photos of people that we're honoring, whose memory we're honoring, and I think that brings a lot more richness to the event, because you know that's what makes the festival a festival. It's not just of an event that you see on stage. It's the up close and personal. It's the workshops. It's the crafts. So that's what makes it a festival. The people make it a festival. So volunteer.
That was Nikolai Jokay speaking with KYUK's Gabby Salgado about the upcoming Chimay Dance Festival, March 27th through 29th. You can find more information at swagak.org. That's swagak.org.
This is Coffee at KYUK.